In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear faithful, we are still in the month of the Rosary. Let us not slow down our fervor. Saint Francis de Sales was teaching a catechism class to children, and he explained that God was speaking to Adam and Eve in the very beginning. And one of the children said, "Oh, I would like to speak with God also." And the bishop answering, "But you can. This is prayer, to speak with God, to talk with God, to tell Him that we love Him, to talk with God, to thank Him for His goodness, and to talk with God, to ask Him His graces, to ask forgiveness for our sins. These are the principal goals of prayer. We talk to God first of all to adore Him, to praise Him. And this is the best prayer, because we think about Him and not about ourselves. Secondly, to thank Him for His goodness. Don't forget that we are alive because of the goodness of God. Like the fishes are alive because they are in the water. We are surrounded by the goodness of God, and without it, we will die. We owe Him our life, health, food, everything. And thirdly, we talk to God to ask Him the graces that we need. Saint Alphonsus explains the following. To have bread and wine, we need to plant wheat and grapevine. The same, to receive the graces, we need to pray. My dear children, said the sanctuary does, you have a small heart, but prayer is enlarging it and making it able to love God. More, prayer binds our heart to God. God and the soul become then like two pieces of wax melt together, and you cannot separate them anymore. And the sacred hours to add, the union between God and His creature is so beautiful that we cannot understand it. We will understand it only in heaven, and then we will wish that we would have prayed more and better. Remember, the one who prays a lot, worth a lot. The one who prays a little bit, is worth a little bit. The one who does not pray is not worth anything. But the quality of our prayer is better than quantity. Imagine one day you will speak to the Pope. That is a great honor, whoever the Pope is. But to speak to God, it is a great honor, a greater honor, and a greater happiness. If you speak once to the Pope, it is a great thing. But to God you can speak whenever you want. Did you ever think at that goodness of God? We can speak to Him. We can talk with Him whenever we want, wherever we are. It is not like for a king that it is really difficult, or a great, very important person. We need to have an appointment. We have a very short time. It is well scheduled with God. We can speak and talk whenever we want. And not only God permit us to speak with Him, but He wants it. He wants it so much that He made it like a condition to go to heaven. Because no one will obtain salvation without the support of God, without the help of God. And no one will have that help of God without prayer. This is the reason why St. Alphonsus says, "He who prays is certain to be saved, while he who prays not is certain to be damned." There are prayers that we need to say every day. Morning prayer, evening prayer, prayers before meal. There are prayers with words. There are vocal prayers. prayers only in our thoughts. They are mental prayers. But everywhere we can pray. God is everywhere. But our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God made man to save us, is living in the tabernacle, in the church. And every good Christian, every good faithful, will love to come to the church to visit our Lord Jesus Christ and to pray Him present in the tabernacle. And because it is during the Mass that He is coming into the host, it will be during the Mass that we will do the best prayer and be united with Him in the communion. Prayer is a very powerful means to the heart of God. And St. John Chrysostom said, nothing can be compared to the power of a fervent and straight prayer. Now let us listen to that story of a missionary priest who came to preach to a bad parish and a beggar woman. While he was called to preach a mission in a bad parish, the missionary priest asked first to the parish priest, do you have in your parish someone who is very faithful, someone who is very fervent, praying, receiving the communion regularly? And the parish priest said, yes, there is that old lady at the porch of the church. She's always there. She's a beggar. And she's always saying a rosary. Always peaceful and under the providence of God. They called her. And the priest told her, look, you will go inside the church, and while I will be preaching, you will stay there, close to that pillar. And kneeling down, you will, during my sermon, recite your rosary at my intention. And the woman was coming every day while the predicator was on the pulpit to do a rosary. The mission was a great success. And the priest answered, on the end, it is not me. Don't thank me, but thank that poor lady. While I was preaching, she was praying. And the prayer has that virtue so strong that it can touch the hearts. Dear faithful, we also need to be beggars, begging to God to assist us with His grace, begging to God to win against the temptations, to sanctify our souls, to give a good example, to live as we believe. And the rosary is our best weapon. You know, all these t-shirts and cups, they have that sentence, keep calm. Keep calm and drink a coffee. Keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and let us have our own one. Keep calm and pray the rosary. The rosary is the book of the blind, where souls see and they enact the greatest drama of love the world has ever known. It is the book of the simple, which initiates them into the mysteries and knowledge more satisfying than the education of other men. It is the book of the aged, whose eyes close upon the shadow of this world and open the substance of the next. The power of the rosary is beyond description, said Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Give me an army saying the rosary, and I will conquer the world, Pope Pius IX. The rosary is the tree of life, which raises the dead, heals the diseased, and preserves those who are in health, Pope Nicholas V. The power of the rosary is beyond description. This is the chain which binds our heart to Our Lady and binds Satan to hell. There is no problem, said Sister Lucy. I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot solve by the prayer of the rosary. The rosary is a powerful weapon to put the demons to fly, Pope Pius IX again. When the devil wishes to make himself master of a soul, he seeks to make it give up devotion to Mary, St. Alphonsus of Ligori. In times of darkness, holding rosary beads is like holding your Blessed Mother's hand. And St. John Bosco, where the rosary is recited, there will be days of peace and tranquility. Dear faithful, the power of the rosary is beyond description. Let us pray it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.